When you are in the training zone and you're really loving those workouts, isn't it tempting sometimes to just skip a rest day? I mean, you're doing well, you're making progress, your energy levels are through the roof, and every session you're like, wow, you are buzzing. I mean, isn't this just great?
Welcome to Hypno Running, the show where we do more than just talk about running. We help you find solutions to develop your full potential, making you a better, faster, and smarter runner. And here is your host, Heiko.
Welcome to the Advanced Endurance Coaching Podcast, the show where we bring you advice to help you become a runner with a better attitude, with an improved mindset, helping you, you know, enjoy your run more, helping you run for many more years to come. Isn't that the thing that we all want? We want that longevity. We want that to have the pleasure of running for many years of our lives. Now, today, I want to talk to you about the mental recovery during rest period. Mental recovery. But I'm fine. I'm fine. Hey, if you're even saying that you're fine, this show definitely is for you. Oh, by the way, did I mention this is the fifth season of the show? Thank you very much to all you loyal listeners who've been part of this journey for such a long time. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. Some of them may be not so great. Others, hey, maybe you enjoyed them even more. I really appreciate you being through all the seasons with me. And hey, it's a simple show. It's all about developing your mindset. I take the mic, I grab it, I speak into it. There's no editing, there's no fancy cutting or anything. Also, there's no ads on the show. Why? Well, simply because I want it to be an ads-free show. And for me, the whole idea is to really give you that nugget of advice that maybe you just need to hear. Or if it's not for you today, don't send me a hate mail. Just share the show with somebody who you think really needs to listen to it. Now, this mental health, did you actually know that in the US alone, the healthcare system, it costs billions, $270 billion a year, and about $70 billion, I mean $70 billion, I've got no idea how much that is which the World Health Organization says that mental illness, it's ranked first in terms for causing a disability compared to any other disease. Means, if you are in your training zone, and you're really loving it, why should you even listen to this? I'll tell you why. You know, exercise, running, run training, it's fantastic. But like everything, it's about balance. And even if you're on a training schedule now and you're working out harder because you're going to prepare for an event or something, look at what the pros do. I know usually we say we don't look at what the pros do, but today we're going to look at what the pros do. The pros, they take time for recovery, normal recovery. Do you know how many amateur runners or normal pack of the middle of the pack runners like myself overdo it, cause stress injuries, caused by overtraining, which means suddenly they're out of the running for 2 months, 4 months, half a year. And it's so difficult to get back in after an injury, is it? That's because they don't focus enough on rest days. Now, if you are not focusing enough on rest days, because they're so underrated, your performance is going to suffer. The rest day, it allows your body and your mind time to recover from that stress. And it's going to keep that motivation up for the next training session. And it, of course, the rest day is so important because it helps your body adapt to your training. It helps those muscles go stronger. It helps you become fitter. So you're going to be improving through every next level of the next hoop you're going to be running through. So don't skip the recovery period. Sustained progress means you need to put your feet up every now and then. And you need to love that feeling of putting your feet up. Now remember, not just, hey, let me stop the podcast right there. This guy said to put my feet up and I'm going to improve. I said after your workout, after your training sessions, plan your workouts with enough rest period and feet up period. So again, a rest day, it helps you get stronger. The fitness is not made during the sweat period. The muscle is developing during the repair phase. Common knowledge. The rest day is going to help you avoid injury You know, that's when your body and your mind is tired. You know, you might just trip and stumble. It's happened to the best of us. And you're going to risk of overuse injuries as you're constantly stressing and straining your body to run and to hit those times. So the increasing the amount of training you're currently maybe doing as you get closer to your peak phase of your training, the upping the intensity without giving your body that rest and recovery time is going to cause injuries, and it will cause injuries, stress fractures, tendinopathies. And the study shows that the overuse injuries were the most common type of injuries in the normal middle-of-the-pack runners. And then the average time also in this study was that the runners are then affected by a minimum of 4 weeks. So why risk it? The rest day also, if you train too much without resting, your general fitness is going to grind to a halt. You know, you can train so much that you're actually not improving. And come on, all of you with that smart watch or that app that you have, you can focus on that, right? You don't even need to concentrate on that. You can just look at the workout, whether you've been improving or whether you're stagnating. So that's the overtraining syndrome, like treading water, like sitting on a rocking chair. You're doing a lot, but you're not going anywhere. Your central nervous system, the sympathetic nervous system, which triggers your fight or flight mode, that is what helps your body to calm down. And if you're not taking the time you need to rest and recover, the constant stress of exercise is going to mess with that fight or flight mode, that sympathetic nervous system. It needs downtime. It needs that rest period. That also means if you have the rest period, you can go out even harder. You know, just imagine you've done that high intensity workout on the track and you were sweating, you were giving it your all, and your watch was giving you those interval times, beep, beep, beep. Wow. That rest day, you'll be able to give the next training session even more effort. You'll be able to improve on that, which will also lead you to be more tired. Which means that as long as you don't, you know, cut down on your sleep, if you cut down on your sleep, you're going to be less motivated as well. So those mini breaks, that rest sessions, they're going to keep your motivation right up there so that you enjoy doing that next difficult workout again where you just hit the time. Where's it going to come from? It's going to come from the rest period. How many rest days do you need? Well, it varies. I don't know what phase of your workout you're currently on. I don't know your age, your fitness level, your genetics. Everybody is different. But come on, you know your own body. You know, and it doesn't mean, my exercise, my energy levels are low, I'm not going to do anything today. Even if your energy levels are low, you can still go out for a 15, for a 20-minute run just to keep that body moving. It's about when you want to grow. It's not about maintaining fitness. It's about when you want to exercise on the next higher level. Now, for some of us, 3 rest days a week are very good. If you're over 50, I don't want to generalize it, but generally over 50, there are studies which show that you as a runner will improve more if you rest every second day. There you go. For some of you, it might be that you can incorporate more training and different levels of training, but still you need that rest period. What do you do on your rest period? This is the big thing. You know, active recovery, very gentle, low impact exercise. I've realized more that for me, one of the biggest benefits is my rest day, I'll go for a long walk with the dog. It keeps my blood flowing. It's more comfortable than the foam roller, which I also do use, but it helps you being out there, get your blood flowing. It helps you relax. You see something else, and you still get the benefit of that running gives you. I struggle a lot to really have great rest days. I used to run every day. Now, I had numerous 365-day running challenges. By the way, if you're interested in doing a 365-day run challenge, go to Amazon. You're going to go to Amazon anyway to buy something you don't even know you need right now. Maybe you're already on Amazon right now. Just enter my name, Heiko Strubel, H-E-I-K-O, and just have a look at 365 days. No, it is not a deeply philosophical study of 600 pages with numerous references. It's a book that'll get you out of the starting blocks, that'll help you wrap your head around what it's like to run 365 days, and that you're going to use as a kickoff. Because guess what? Even that book for 600 pages isn't going to get you going. As a matter of fact, 600 pages are going to keep you from starting to go on this journey. This book is a compact guide full of practical advice on how to get started, so you can look back and say, I've done 365 days. Now, going from 365 days to rest days, I struggled because it's the foam roller. It is the yoga mat. However, if you change the rest day and you go for walks, you're still out in nature. You're still doing something active. So what I'm trying to say is here, there's a gradual shift. You're not going to go from being active every day and then finding the right mixture for a rest day. Because that rest day, you should then progress to really giving yourself headspace. Guided meditation.
Oh, guided meditation. Oh, I haven't got time to meditate.
Yep, exactly. The rest day is important for the overall health and well-being. But to get that brain to really rest, which happens through sleep, it happens through having deep sleep. But then the recovery goals, they need to be, and this is a personal journey for everybody, held in a place where you're absolutely present. Because sometimes, you know, we are distracted by family, friends, work, and the running actually just adds to it. During the run, maybe so many thoughts come up. Your mind is also not resting. Maybe you feel like, oh, if I go running, it clears my brain. Actually, honestly, I'm pretty sure you think of many things. So you're not letting your brain fully rest. And then what happens is you think you have a rest day, but your mind is even more active. And what happens is, unfortunately, the human brain very easily tends to look for recovery in something else. Screen time, stress, anxiety. But let's stick with screen time for now. And the mindfulness activity, which can be something simple as just being present, it helps you accept and cope with the situation as it is. It keeps you from avoiding it. If you don't know how to start, if this sounds like really weird to you, stick with me. There are small things that we can focus on. We can even focus on the food in our mouth or the sensation of a slight breeze. And this helps you ground yourself in the present moment by focusing on your breath. In other words, really savoring the moment as you're inhaling. It's a favorite mindful meditation exercise, which very quickly can help you calm down. It can very quickly help you get out of that feeling of I'm overwhelmed. Because we don't give ourselves an outlet. You're going to build up stress levels. Now, whenever you start to get upset over something you have no control over, you should immediately try focusing your attention on something you can control, which is your breath. This will restore your sense of calm and you'll be back in control. And the consistency of your breath, which you're doing anyway, helps keep your rest period, that sympathetic part of your brain, fully intact, fully relaxing. And of course, you need to recognize that, whether you realize it or not, your thoughts are the driving force behind your feelings and your actions. Therefore, how you think about yourself and others, it determines how you carry yourself on this world. That's why you see all these Karen videos, you know, they lack something. And the negative self-talk that many runners are doing, that can be destructive. It's activity that the brain thrives on because it is a problem solver and it drains your hope and your energy. But you can flip that switch very easily by recognizing a thought is just a thought. And when you change that validity and you're able to view yourself in a more hopeful and a more accurate light, because you are great, you are working on yourself. Now, if this is completely new to you, I'd suggest really just check in on what your thoughts are throughout the day. And this is important. If you've been somebody who's been down with the stress fracture, if you're somebody who has trained so much that now you're on the sideline, this might be the perfect time for you to look at your mindfulness. How? First example I gave you. That's nothing for you. Then just practice being still. You know, our whole society, we tend to equate busyness with success. I'm busy. I did a lot. We think that by doing as many tasks as possible, we're going to get praise. Is that really the best for us? Believe it or not, studies have shown that the opposite is true. It's actually in moments of stillness that we're going to discover our personal truth. And that is going to assign a value to our life. So the journey of resting is more important than the destination. And that's a pretty big statement right there. If you're not sure how to do it, last advice I'm going to give you, very simple. You just find a comfortable spot if you're doing that right now, just sitting or standing or lying down. You know, I even do this before I board it. But have you ever noticed boarding a plane, how stressful it is if you're going inside an aircraft? Everybody's at the gate and like, oh, I have a gold card. Oh, I have a silver card. Is it me now? Is it row 21, 246? And everybody seems to be so stressed. But hey, we're going on a journey. Most of you people are going on a holiday. Those that are going on a business trip, I'm going to have the next 4, 6, 8 hours. No phone, complete peace, just me. It's supposed to be a wonderful moment. But everybody seems to have this high stress level. If in that second you find that comfortable spot, you close your eyes. It's going to help you tune out visual distractions. You focus on your breath. You're going to notice how the air feels as it enters your nostril. It's going to fill your lungs and then it leaves your body. And you just pay attention to the rhythm of your breath. Don't try to control it, just observe it. And then just watch your thoughts, and suddenly there are going to be millions of more thoughts. They're going to be popping up. Don't get hooked by them. Focus back on your breath. Just doing this simple exercise, finding that comfortable spot, closing your eyes, focusing on your breath, watching your thoughts and focusing on your breath again. Absolutely powerful method. If this is nothing for you, you can do the body scan technique where you begin by your feet, you close your eyes and you draw attention to your feet. You're going to notice any sensation that you might be feeling, maybe your socks or your shoes. Then you're going to move upwards, slowly shift your attention to your ankles and then your calves. I'm feeling my calves today, by the way, from my workout yesterday. Your knees. Take your time to really feel and acknowledge each part of your body and observe without judgment. If you notice any pain or discomfort, don't try to change it. Just observe it. It is there, simple. And then return to your breath. Focus on it. If your mind wanders, focus back on your body. And by practicing this body scan technique, you're going to boost your ability to focus and to tune out distractions. It's going to be a fantastic way to be more in tune with your body. If you need to have any music with it or anything in the background that's going to help you, fine, do that. I'll be giving you some more advice down in the show notes on how you can use certain quick, easy, powerful exercises. It doesn't need to be that you find a psychologist, a psychiatrist, and go there for 10 years. Of course, these are professional trained people. They can also help you. But how about start helping yourself right now? And of course, the biggest way to calm down, if you're a Christian, if you're a believer, 6 Philippians 4, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made to the Lord, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. How wonderful verse is that? Thank you for listening to today's show. My name is Heiko. God bless you, and remember, take it easy.